All right, I'm going to tell you in advance. We've got some delicious soup. My wife made it, and it is so delicioso. You say, Pastor, you know how some guys, they like, their wife's beauty just mesmerizes them? You know what I'm talking about? And they're like, you know what? And their wife can't sing, so she's singing, you know what I mean? But they're like, no. She sings so beautiful. I don't know what I'm talking about, okay? Well, that's not me. My wife can't sing a lick. She'll tell you she can't sing a lick. But let me tell you what, she can cook. It's amazing. I'm not 480 pounds. I'm telling you what, she is such a good cook. She's so good. So, do yourself a favor, get some soup tonight, and get some soup for now. Just trust me, trust me, trust your pastor, and get some soup for later, because that soup is going to be in your fridge, and you're going to be so happy that you bought an extra thing of soup. Okay, all right, are you hearing what I'm saying? It's this hamburger soup. It is the bomb. It's so good. Okay. All right. So let me tell you what happened. How many know God is stirring some stuff inside me? How many would raise your hand and sense that? Okay. So God is stirring some stuff inside me, and I'm thinking we need to get on track as a church. I'm really feeling that and sensing. How many came to hear the truth tonight? Okay. How many? If I told you the truth, and if it hits you, that challenge you'll receive. Here, let me ask you like this: how many recognize I could be right? Who said that? Thank you for your vote of confidence. But we won't even go that far. How many know I just could be right? Okay, so let me just take it from there. Here's what I sense. I sense that. See, let me tell you why this is so hard to share with you, is because I'm talking to you. You're my friends. I love you. So it's hard for me to say some stuff, but I'm going to say it, and here's why. Because I love you. So I want you to hear it. And here's what I sense. I sense that because you've been coming to church so long, for some of you, maybe all of you, maybe some of you, for a great extent, you need to hear this. Maybe for some of you, it's not as important, but it's still important. Amen. How many know sometimes you can be, how many know sometimes you can have, you know, you eat a hot dog. Here, let's talk about where we can relate, okay? Let's talk about eating, okay? So you eat a hot dog, and how many know sometimes you can just have a little bit of mustard around your face. How many know sometimes my wife will look at me and go, wow, what, Drew, what happened? Looks like you got in a fight with a hot dog and you lost. Hello, somebody. I mean, sometimes you can have a little bit of mustard on you. Sometimes you can have a lot of mustard on you. Whoa, what happened there? Okay. So all I'm saying is, I don't know, for some of you, you know what? You have a little bit. For some of you, oh, man, goodness. For some of you, you don't have a little bit. You have a lot of mustard. Yeah. here's what I've noticed over the years. You understand what the mustard is, right? The mustard is what I'm talking about. There's some religion in you, and you're come to church, and you're not doing. You're more just hearing. Okay, that's the mustard. Are we clear? Okay. I don't want anybody leaving saying, "Oh no, Pastor said I need to." What'd you learn tonight? Pastor said I need to get some napkins. You know, that's what the pastor said. No, you missed it. Amen. We're not talking about napkins. We're talking about you hearing and allowing God to speak to you, and you saying, "What God? What do you have to say to me?" But what I found is, if you have a little bit of mustard, here's what I've seen: the spiritual people. The hungry people, amen. They might just have a little bit of mustard, and they recognize they have a little bit of mustard. The less spiritual people, they got a lot of mustard. And they're like, I don't even know. You know, that was good. I'm sure glad Richard came because he needed to hear that. You know what I mean? He got a lot of mustard. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, what I found is the non-spiritual people are the first to not even hear what's really going on. That's just free. But whether you have a little mustard or a lot of mustard, my desire is not that you come to this church. You know what? To come again next Sunday and again next Wednesday and again next Sunday and again next Wednesday. That's not my desire. My desire is that you come to this church, and when you leave, you look more like Jesus. Amen. That's my desire. That's my desire. Okay. So last night, the night before, Monday night, Sunday, we talked about reading the Bible, just reading the Word. And I went to sleep, you know what, and I got something like God downloaded into me, just boom, 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 real quick. Let me show you how this went. So I was awake, and I remember thinking what I preached Sunday was, the whole point of my Sunday sermon was, read your Bible every day. Okay. The whole point, okay? Just do me a favor, be honest. How many read, let's see, we're on Luke 10 today, so 9 on Tuesday, not 8 on Monday, 7. Okay, so how many of you, I'm just asking, have read Luke 7 on Sunday, Luke 8 on Monday, Luke 9 on Tuesday, and Luke 10 today? How many of you? If that's you, raise up your hand. Real high, real high, real high, real high. Okay. Now here's my goal. Keep your hands up. If your hand's not up, first of all, keep your hands up. If your hand's not up, first of all, thank you for your honesty. Amen. See, you can't keep your hands up. You don't have to keep, you know, if it's getting tired, you can use the other one. But I'm doing this on purpose. Keep your hands up. You can't do anything. Here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying. You need to take a real evaluation. Okay? So here's my question. If your hand's not up, why not? Now, maybe somebody wasn't here Sunday. Okay, that's a good excuse. But for those of you who were here Sunday, you guys can put your hands down. Here's what I'm coming to grip on. Come, listen to what God's saying. Here, let me make it real clear. Here, come, hear, do. Pastor, what do you want? Here's what I want. Come, hear, do. And what I want to start to hold you accountable is when you come and you hear and you don't apply it. Because that is dangerous. 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 Because let me tell you what. That was the message Sunday was God directed. See, listen, let me tell you about Satan. Satan's not playing games. Satan's playing for keeps. He wants to wipe you out. And God has given me a how do you say that word? Matrix. God has given you a matrix. Some of you older don't know what that word means. God has given you a sequence. Do this, then do this, then do this. Boom, boom, boom. The lock will open. And I'm telling you, start to do what he tells you to do. Amen. All of us. All of us. Well, Pastor, he's not talking to me. I am talking to you. All of us. Everybody say all of us. Okay. So, Pastor, what are you going to talk about tonight? I'm going to talk about the same thing I've talked about Sunday. Okay. So, I'll get to that in a minute. So, I taught on the importance of reading a chapter a day this Sunday. And just instantaneously, I got this. What do they call that when you have letters and each letter means something? Acronym. I got this acronym, okay? And the acronym is RIPE. Everybody say RIPE. Okay. Everybody say RIPE. Okay. And the Bible says that the harvest is ripe. Okay. And I hear God saying, we have to get ripe to get ready for what God has for us. Amen. Amen. You ever gone to the grocery store and tried to make guacamole, and you go to the grocery store, but all they have is hard avocados? Oh. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be a hard avocado. Why? Because a hard avocado is unusable. Amen. Right? Is it not right? Is that not right? I mean, my wife makes the best guacamole, and I can't even believe how good it is. I think when we get to heaven, you know what? You're gonna get in heaven, and the first thing you're gonna get is chips and my wife's guacamole. Here you go. You're welcome to heaven. Your chips and guacamole. Okay, but here's the point: if they're hard, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make. Yeah, but but God can do anything. Yeah, he can, but he's looking for willing vessels. Amen? Here, let's just get deep on this. How come Peter walked on the water? Because he was a willing vessel. Amen? He said, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come out there and walk on the water. Are you hearing Peter? He wants to walk out on the water. Amen? He wants to get in the game. He wants to walk in the supernatural. How come none of the other 11 said it? How come they say, hey, me too, man? Well, I want to walk on the water. Can I come too, Jesus? What do you think Jesus would say? He would have said, yeah, man, come on down. Amen? He said it to Peter. Is he a respecter of persons? Listen, I know I'm squeaking, but don't worry about it. Amen? Amen? See, anyone can come. But what we have to do is prepare ourselves to be a vessel of honor, the Bible says. Okay, so let me tell you what the acronym means. Write, R for read, I for invite, P for pray, and E for anticipate. Anticipate? You are such a dork, Drew. I'm sorry. E for expect. Come on. R for read. I for invite. Write this down. It's important. R for read, I for invite, P for prayer, and E for
expect.
Okay. And God has shown me we are going to go over this and get everyone, watch this, where they can be used of God. And what they're going to be doing, watch how big this is. They're going to be praying. They're going to be reading. They're going to be inviting. And they're going to expect the supernatural in their life. And very quickly, everybody say very quickly. We are going to, listen, this whole church is going to be transformed into people who are going to be used of God. Used of God. How many want to be used of God? See, you know what? How many would raise your hand and say, Pastor, I believe that I am living under my potential. How many would raise your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I'm looking for, if you're willing to say that. How many believe that you're living under your potential? Raise your hand if that's you. I'm evaluating. Okay, I'm evaluating. Here's what I want to say. Listen. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you to live up to your potential. I'm going to help you to live up to your potential. And listen, this, let me just talk to you two ladies for a minute. I'm really talking to all of them, okay? But right now, I'm going to just talk to you. Here's what I want you to understand. When God gave me that the other night, God speaks to people. And when God gave me that the other night, he was thinking of you. And he was thinking about my connection as your pastor. And so I implore you. That's a New King James word we don't use very much. But it means, it kind of means like I'm begging you. Amen. Just do the four things. Just read your Bible. Start to invite. I'll go over all these things with you. I'm going to totally help to motivate you today. Just to read your Bible. But read your Bible, just one chapter a day. Start to invite people. But you don't even worry about that yet because we're not on the I yet. But you can still invite people. Invite people. Start to pray and be optimistic about what God's going to do. Listen, let me tell you what. You'll start to live up to your potential. Amen. And you'll go, oh my goodness. Our church totally changed in 2018 because of RIPE. Okay. Now, how many heard me speaking to them? Okay. If I had time, I'd do the same thing to every single person who had their hand up, who had their hand up and said, I believe that I'm not living my potential. If your hand didn't go up, you know what? Then I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Here's what I assume. I assume if you're handing to go up, you're just saying, Pastor, I'm fine where I'm at. I think I'm doing well. Okay? And if that's you, then I'm just asking you to evaluate. Amen? Amen. But what I'm not doing anymore is not interacting with the congregation anymore. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's no more on the sideline. There's no more just ignoring me when I ask you a question. Amen? Amen? There's no more just coming in and chilling out and kicking back. And no, this is going to be an interaction. Who came to change? Okay. So here's the thing. I got ripe just like this. All I thought is Holy Spirit was like, what'd you teach Sunday on? I taught on the importance of reading the Bible. And then it was like, watch this. I-P-E. And he gave it to me just like this. Amen. I kind of didn't even know what he was spelling out. I mean, I got the R-I-P. And then it was like, oh, what's... And then I knew. It was all supernatural. Amen. Okay. So, you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, so all I'm gonna, let's go to, what am I teaching on today? Everybody say read. Yeah, but you taught that Sunday. I know, but some of you didn't get it. Amen? Amen? I said, some of you didn't get it. You said, how do you know? Because you didn't read. Amen? Let me tell you what. This reading your Bible every day is imperative. Let me go back over here. You know what? You want to fulfill your potential? The man of God, who's God placed over you, is saying, you've got to read your Bible every day. Tomorrow, just read one chapter. And then, thank you. And then Thursday, just read another chapter. And Friday, just read another chapter. And when you come in Sunday, having read a chapter a day, I'm not asking you to go back. Did you notice? I didn't say, you know, hey, you know, I didn't come on, hey, man, I'm a, you know, did you read a book, the chapter every day last year? No, I didn't say that. Did I say that?
No.
I didn't say that. Amen? Why? Because that was last year. Amen. I'm not, listen, I'm not, there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Even if you didn't read a chapter, even if you didn't read a chapter Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I mean, that's easy enough, but even if you didn't do that, I'm not sweating you. There's no condemnation. I am not against you. I am for you. Amen. I am for you. So, but I'm telling you what, I can't do it for you. You got to do it for you. Just one chapter. Or say just one chapter. All right, let's go to the text. Isaiah chapter 55. I picked this on purpose because it's so familiar. But let me teach you some stuff. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Now, we started to go in this first service. I hit this second service. I didn't get come to it. But even the first service, I just started to hit it. So that's where we're going to start, where I left off. Seek the Lord while he may be found. The assumption that you're going to be able to find the Lord. we live in a society in America. We can turn TBN on 24/7. You know what? Most of you have 8 Bibles in your house. You know, most of you now have 30 versions just on your phone alone, right? And there's this assumption that you can seek God just whenever you get around to it. Okay. That's not a biblical truth. That's a lie. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. You know what? So every day you need to recognize the opportunity. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. Don't take God for granted. I said, don't take God for granted tomorrow. Get up and read your chapter. Amen? Okay. Call upon him while he is near. Next verse. Let the wicked forsake his way. Let's say that together. Let the wicked forsake his way. Now, we looked a little bit at this. I made this correlation. I'm going to make it again. The problem, the reason why it's so imperative that you read your Bible every day is because we think wrongly. Okay, so watch this. Let the wicked forsake his way, connect the dots, watch this, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Why is it making a correlation between his thoughts and the way he acts? Your way, his ways are just your way. You know what I mean? How you live. The decisions that you make. The choices that you make. Okay? But what you need to do is you need to forsake that and the unrighteous man his thoughts. What did I say Sunday? Why do we do stupid things? Because we think stupid things. Amen? Say, the reason I do stupid things is because I think stupid things. Can somebody say amen to this? The problem is what we think. And so what you need to do is you need to forsake your way by forsaking your thoughts. By getting rid of how you think. There's these preconceived, they're really not preconceived. They're things that you've been taught. And they're wrong thinking. You know, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Well, where'd you pick that up? I don't know. You saw some you know what, some girl in the eighth grade, you know what? She had a big attitude, and you were in the sixth grade, and you looked up to her, and you thought, man, I like her independence. And see, somebody should have come up to you and said, don't emulate her. She's wicked and rebellious against God. That's why she talked like that to her parents. Her parents are a blessing to her, given to her by God. How many were sassy to your parents? Raise up your hands if you were sassy to your parents, okay? And if your hand's not up, I'm going to pray with you because you're probably lying, amen? How many were sassy to your parents? How many had a bad attitude? You know what? You gave your mom or dad a bunch of, you know. Here, let me ask this. How many thought you were smarter than your parents? Okay. Okay, so what I'm saying is, see, you know what? You need to, but here's what happened. You acted that way, and you acted like that way, and you acted like that way, and it became who you were. Let me ask you this. Here, let me prove it to you. How many think you know more than your boss? Raise up your hand if you think you know more than boss. See, I told you. What is that? Same. It's the same stuff. Your boss, your parents, authority. Hello, thank you. It's a pattern. Forsake that. Maybe your parents didn't know everything. But how many recognize the older you get, the smarter they seem? Right? You know what? And you might know more than your boss. But you know what? But you don't know more than God. What would somebody say amen to that? Amen. Can you at least say amen to that? Amen. And guess who put your boss over you? God did. Exactly. So the Bible says God put him over you. Yeah, but he's not even saved, Pastor. Yeah, but maybe you're the person who's supposed to be praying for him. And instead, you start acting like that eighth grade girl in junior high. Are you learning something? Let him return to the Lord. Watch this. And he might have mercy on him. Pastor, what does that mean? What's my first point? My first point, and I'll go over these quickly. Don't worry about time. I'm going to go over this quickly. Changing your thinking is a key to obtaining mercy. How many want mercy? Okay. Okay, let me keep it real simple. How many want mercy? Let me tell you, you don't need to tell you why your hand ought to go up so quick. Because mercy is getting what you don't deserve. Now how many want mercy? Okay. Go back to the text, guys. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous his thought. Let him return to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. See, what's the heart of God? The heart of God is when you turn, watch this, all eyes up here. When you turn from your ways, when you stop thinking, well, I just know everything, and I'm always right. When you stop doing that and you will turn and say, God's always right. And the truth is, I really don't know hardly anything. When you do that, God sees it and he says, I like that attitude. And now, watch this. Now I'm not going to give you what you deserve. Here's what it is. This principle is a principle of reaping and sowing. And so watch this. You're turning from your ways and you're turning from your thoughts. Everybody say your thoughts. And you're walking in humility. And the Bible says God gives grace to the humble. Okay. Well, watch this. How in the world can you turn from your thoughts to his thoughts? Say, I like Pastor because he's practical. How can you how can you do that? Here's how you do this. Here's how I did it today. I read Luke chapter 10. Hello? That's how I did it. I looked and I saw, oh my goodness. And this is just something that I read today. And healed whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. And heal the sick there, and say to them, the kingdom of God is near you. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, the kingdom of God is near you. God's not far from you. His kingdom is here. You're part of the kingdom. You're part of royalty. The king is here. He's in your presence. He's near. He's not far away. And all of a sudden, a thought of, oh, I'm not, how many know it's hard to have a good day when the kingdom of God is right near you? Do you understand? See, what am I doing? I'm forsaking how I think. How do you do that? You do that by, everybody say, read your Bible. Just read your Bible every day. Jesus said, my words are spirit and my words are life. Okay. So number one, change your thinking is the key to receiving mercy. Number two, you know what? We don't think right. We don't think right. Look at the text, Isaiah chapter 55. Look at verse 7 and 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Everybody say, my thoughts are not your thoughts. This is God. God's saying, you and I don't think the same. Nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. Are you see that? Now look at guys, go back to verse 7. Go back to verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord. Let the wicked. See, how many recognize you can think wickedly? How many ever been driving on the freeway and somebody just cuts right in front of you? Amen. And you think, and you think, what a jerk. Okay, all right, so I'll give you, I'll prove it to you. I'm driving yesterday, minding my own business. I'm being sweet. Everybody say, I'm being sweet. My mother-in-law, you know what, needs to go in a couple places. It's raining. I'm going to drive her to the places she needs to go. We're on our way home. It's a two-lane highway. I'm going around the curve. Everybody can see all this water in the slow lane. So everybody's driving in the fast lane. This guy or gal, I don't know which one, gets over into the slow lane to pass all of us up. When they pass all us up, It was, I'm telling you what, it was freaky. Because all that water went, I mean, just a ton of water went on the windshield. And for what seemed like 10 seconds, I couldn't see anything. I'm driving in the dark. I mean, it wasn't dark, but all I can, I can't see anything. And here's what was freaky. I'm going around a curve. So I'm thinking, I was so scared. And after I got done, I had this incredible thoughts towards that person. Hello? Now, here's the thing. Here's what I thought. I won't even tell you what I thought because it's church, so, you know, I got to clean it up a little bit. Amen? Okay, so I won't even tell you what I thought. But I'll tell you a little bit of a thought. I thought, what a total selfish jerk. He could have killed. Be careful when you amen this, because I'm going somewhere here. Don't come into my thoughts with me, amen. Don't come in and cry. I hear some people, oh, yes, that's right, that jerk. No, don't go there, right there. You're missing the point. So I'm thinking, what a selfish jerk. Okay, and here, listen to me. And that would seem to be true, would it not? Okay. Here's what I don't know. For all I know, it was a man. No, it was probably a woman, huh? It was probably a woman. I'm just joking. I like to rouse you ladies a little bit. Okay. Just joking. Okay. I'm just joking. For all I know, it was a man. His wife called him, and she was having a heart attack. Hello? And here's the thing. And that probably wouldn't happen. How do you know? You have no idea. And as I'm thinking these thoughts of what a jerk. You know what I mean? He, you know, could have killed us. You know what? I don't know nothing. Now, maybe that wasn't smart, even if his wife was having a heart attack. But you know what? He's not being a jerk. He wasn't trying to kill us. He could have been trying to save someone. You have no idea. Do you understand? See, God's thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Amen. Now, let's say that he was just, you know what, trying to get home, you know what, to watch, you know, a football game or something, you know, whatever. Let's say that was going on. Okay. Do you think God didn't have affection towards him while he was going around that corner and spraying all that water in our face? I'm asking you about God. You think God didn't have total affection, total love, total mercy for that man? See? God's thoughts aren't our thoughts. Hello, somebody. Now, watch this. Where are your thoughts? His thoughts. His thoughts are? Higher. Everybody say higher. Higher. See? That's why in order for you, okay, I'm talking to you two, right? Okay, I'm talking to all of them right now, okay? I'm just trying to catch this. That's why in order for you to fulfill your potential, you've got to read the Bible every day. Because what will happen is in the process of you just reading just Luke chapter 11 tomorrow, you'll see things. And God will, and here's what he does. He, there's what he does. He goes like this. Come on. Come on up here. Did you see what I did? I did this. I walked up on purpose. So he says, come on up here. Because let me tell you what, you can't fulfill your calling down here. It's too carnal. It's too nasty. It's too critical. It's too negative. It's too secular. It's too negative. I know I said that twice. It's too unspiritual. But if you'll come up here, I'm going to help just by reading tomorrow, Luke chapter 11. I'm going to help you come up here. And now you're going to see things in a light that's different. Because I'm going to give you optimism. I'm going to give you a point of view. Listen, when you read your Bible, come on up here real quickly. When you read your Bible, what God does to your mind is he goes like this. See, look at it like this. You're always looking at it like this. Stop it. Look at it. See, it's like, look right there. See it? Do you see it? Hello. See, his ways are higher. Here's the thing. All the people say, yeah, but you can't ever, but you again, you can't, you know what? You can't think the way God thinks. Well, you know why you think that? Because you haven't read the New Testament. The Bible says, you know what? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. You can too. You can't. If all you do is get in your car and listen to, you know what, play that funky music, white boy. Right? I mean, you can't have, you know, the mind of, you know what, who wrote that song? Who sang that song? You know, Casey and the... You guys don't even know. Amen. KC and the Sunshine Band, thank you. I knew it would come to you. You can have the mind of KC and the Sunshine Band if you turn and groove with them. But if you want the mind of Christ, you have to open up the Bible and see what God says. Hello, somebody. Is somebody motivated to? And listen, and you can stay down here if you want to stay down here. And be upset and be aggravated and annoyed with people and ticked off and frustrated. I'm saying you don't have to be frustrated in 2018. You don't have to be annoyed. But in order to do that, you got to come on up here. Because God's ways aren't your ways. And so in order for them to become your ways, you got to start to come up and see how God thinks. And he will share with you what he thinks. That's why he's given you the word of God. The Bible says, I sent the word to heal you. Of what? Of all your stinking way of thinking. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Number three, God is smarter than us. His ways are higher. Everybody say higher. You know what? You don't know how to be a good wife. You don't know how to be a good husband. You don't know how to raise your kids. So just come to that. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What's the fear of the Lord say? God's right. So let me say what God says about being a husband. Let me say what God says about being a spouse. That's right. Let me say what God says about, right? I'm good. Okay. I got it. Thank you. Thank you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, come on.
See, we have to, listen, if you're too busy to read your Bible, let me tell you what that is. Can I tell somebody what that is?
Yeah.
It's pride. No, I got this. Look at your neighbor and say, I got nothing. I'm talking about your, you know, intellect. You got nothing. So to come and say, God, no, God. Yeah, I of course, I love what Peter said. Where else would we go? Where do you think wisdom comes from? Comes from God. Comes from his word. Amen. God's smarter than you. My last point. The word will produce. The word would produce. The word will produce. Look at Isaiah 55. Look at verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see again the correlation between ways and thoughts again? God's always trying to make that correlation. For as the rain comes down, for as the rain, now he's going to give you an example. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven. How many know where the rain comes from? How many ever seen rain coming up from the bottom? Come on, somebody. No, it comes down like this, right? That's why the raindrops are dumping on your head, because they come from up there. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but what do? They're watering the earth. Watch this. And it brings forth and make it bring forth and bud. Amen. It's not talking about Budweiser there, okay? That it might give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. How many know the sower needs seed? But when the sower has seed, he's going to produce something. And the other guy gets to eat. Watch this. And so shall my word be that goes forth out of your mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall, what's that word there?
Prosper.
It will prosper. The thing which I sent it for. So you're reading, because here's what's going to happen. You read Luke 10 tomorrow, and you're going to learn something.
Yeah.
There's going to be something for you women, you're going to learn something.
Yeah.
For you men, you're going to learn something. For you business owners, you're going to learn something. Yeah. You know what? For you parents, you're going to learn something. There's going to be something that you need in that text that's going to apply to an area in your life. And the Bible says, that's what it's for. And it's going to prosper in that area. Watch this. For you, it's going to prosper in that area. Why? Because now that thing is raining on you. And now you're going to get that in your mind, and you're going to start to apply that in your life. And you're going to apply it to that area in your life. How many ever come here and I'm preaching something and you apply it and you go, oh my goodness, that is exactly what I needed. I'm asking, how many ever apply something that I taught and it worked? Okay, what's that? That's exactly this. This is designed to prosper you in every area of your life. In every area of your life. And that very thing that you're going to need is going to be given to you. And it's amazing. Watch. Trust me. Tomorrow in Luke 11, there's going to be stuff. And you're going to go, oh my goodness, look at that right there. Okay. So here's your assignment. And you can do whatever you want. Here's your assignment. Tomorrow, read Luke 11. Friday, read Luke 12. Saturday, read Luke 13. And Sunday, read Luke 14. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm a son, I'm going to ask you, hey, have I read your scripture from since Wednesday? How many Wednesday people read your scripture? And then you can do whatever you want. Here's what I'm telling you. If you want to be really used from God, when he tells you what to do, you need to be obedient to do it. This is one of the most simplest things that I've ever asked anybody to do. So simple. Just a chapter a day. But I'm looking for us to be practical that we can be used by God. That our minds, and here's what's going to happen in a short period of time, you're going to start thinking like God thinks. And when you start thinking like God thinks, you're going to start acting like God acts. And your life will be changed radically. Did you learn something today? How many were challenged? Amen. Okay, I'm asking in advance. How many of you will read your chapters? Okay, I'm just asking. Listen, you know what I do? If you will do it, raise your hand. Okay, let me say, I believe you're going to do it. I believe you're going to do it. I believe you're going to do it. I believe you can do it. I believe you can do it. I believe you can do it. I believe every single one. I totally believe in you. Yeah. How many believe I'm going to do it? Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Let me tell you what. Let me tell you. I won't ask you to do what I'm not going to do. I won't. How many believe? You know what? We ought to not push people. We ought to lead people. How many know real leadership comes from the front? I need to emulate what I ask you to do. Yeah. Amen. How many are going to hold me accountable? Oh, there it is. Okay. Amen. That's all right if you do. Amen. I'm going to hold you accountable too. Oh, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for people who are going to be changed through the power of your word tomorrow as they read their scripture. And I thank you for Friday. I thank you for Saturday. I thank you for divine appointments in verses and text. I thank you for the words of Jesus that are going to bring life to us. In his precious name I pray. Amen. 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 Amen.